moment's time. But if you consider Hope Church your home, you will have heard about this before. If perhaps you're newer to Hope Church, or if you're visiting us this morning, let me explain a little bit. We've had, for the longest time, always had small groups or life groups or home groups throughout the week. We believe church is more than just a Sunday morning. We believe that we're a family. And so we like to get together as often as we can. And that's usually taken place in something called small groups or life groups or home groups. We get together in one another's home. We pray for one another. We talk with each other. We share our lives together. And we think that's a really important part of church life. We also believe that it's our role as a church to help all people find their place in God's family and their purpose on God's mission. And because we feel God's spoken to us about that, we're going to be changing the way that we do small groups over this coming term, from September to December and beyond. So as well as having kind of life groups as we've traditionally had on a Tuesday and a Thursday evening and a Wednesday morning, we'll also have other opportunities for people to get together throughout the week. And they broadly fit under kind of three headings. The life groups, as I've already explained. And then kind of focus groups that have a particular ministry or teaching or objective to them. And then activity groups. Groups that are based around gathering, around doing something together. The reason we're making these changes is we believe that different styles of group will help different kinds of people, and we're all different, aren't we, to engage in God's family and in his church. And we also believe that our goal, our vision, our aim, our mission is to look out to the world around us and to encourage everybody to come and play their part in God's family and on God's mission. And we hope that by running these courses that perhaps gather around focuses, teaching, gather around activities, it will help us invite our friends and our family, our neighbors, our workmates to come and play their part in these groups and come and hear more about how much God loves them. In many ways, these groups lift our eyes and release us to go about the work that God has called us to do. And so from September, there will be different groups on offer. I think you got something as you came in this morning that explained that a little bit. Some of those groups that will be on offer under those three headings. But what we're going to do now is we're just going to have some of the people who are running some of those groups come up and explain briefly just what those groups are, who they're open to, and how you can get involved. And so first, I'm going to invite Anne to come up. So Anne runs our Wednesday daytime life group, and she's going to help us from the perspective of life group to kind of explain what that is and what that does and why it might be a good thing for people to be involved in life groups. Does that make sense, Anne?
Yes.
I jumped this on Anne about 2 minutes ago because it was going to be someone else who couldn't be here. So Anne's just going to do a fantastic job at explaining what her life group does on a Wednesday daytime and why life groups are good for God's people. Yeah?
Yes.
Great.
I love life groups, actually. We have a lovely mixture of older folk. It was set up originally on a morning for people who didn't want to go out in the evening. So that was the reason for the morning group. But we have expanded and we've become a mixed age. And lots of other things are mixed, and it's a great joy. We spend some time socially discussing. Well, we have a lot of laughs, so it isn't all discussing. But we do discover what the issues perhaps are in folks' lives so that we know how to pray. And then we have a more formal time. Sometimes we look at what has been preached on the Sunday and dig around that a bit. Sometimes we I will choose something, and we look at something different in the Bible, perhaps, or a different aspect. And occasionally we have a social time, and it's great fun. And we're quite numerous, and it is lovely to see the folk grow within the group in many different ways.
Brilliant.
Okay?
Thank you, Anne. That's great. So we've got, she deserves an applause for doing it very, very quickly. So we'll have groups like that on the Wednesday daytime that Anne runs. We'll also have groups on a Tuesday evening, which is more traditional for us. We also have a group gathering on a Thursday evening. Okay, so hopefully that'll help those who can't make Tuesdays and haven't been able to. And these groups, like Anne describes, there'll be some formal elements, discussing the sermon, discussing things from Scripture, some social elements, getting to know and pray for one another, and hopefully encouraging one another in our own mission to reach out to our friends and family, to talk about who is it that we want to reach, and who can we pray for as a group. So it's encouragement together. So those are life groups, as we've traditionally run, an opportunity for each of us to get together on Tuesday evenings, Wednesday daytime, and Thursday evenings. And then there are groups that are formed around kind of activities, okay? And these are things that we can do together. Because when we do things together, it creates strong relationships, okay? And that's what church is about, a family together. And when we have these strong relationships, we can invite others to come alongside us and join in these activities and form relationships. And often people become a part of God's family because they form strong relationships with other people who know Jesus. And so these activity groups are good for us to build relationships and with other people. And so there's a few of us running these kind of groups starting in September. So I'm one of them. So I'll tell you about my group first, okay? My group happens on a Saturday morning, okay? And we meet at 8:45 at the Wickham Rye, okay? And we join with the Wickham Rye Park Run, okay? And there's about 500 people who run Park Run. It's a 5K run, okay? And actually, this group is kind of already running. There's five or six of us who gather together, who go every Saturday morning and run together. And it's a great opportunity to get to know a whole bunch of different people. And from September, we'll be trying to run it a bit more formally. So afterwards, we meet together to grab a cake or grab some coffee because you deserve it after you've run 5K. Okay? And then we have the opportunity, perhaps, to invite our friends and family to come along as well. Now, I know that's quite a niche group, isn't it? Maybe some of you don't like running. Or maybe some of you would like to start running. I didn't like running about 6 months ago, but I assure you, it's not terrible. And you like to run, and actually at Park Run, there are plenty of people who walk it as well. So it's just a great opportunity to be together as God's people. That's one of the activity groups that we're running on a Saturday morning from September. The other two people who are going to talk about theirs are Anne and Angela. So can you guys come up now? Is that all right? Okay. Angela and Anne. Okay. And they're going to share briefly in just kind of under a minute is all it has to be. I know neither of them really want to do this. Okay? So in just under a minute, they're going to describe what their group is about and why you might want to be involved in that. Anne?
Mine's a dance group. It's known as O-time dancing or even sequence dancing. Note, it's not a ballroom paso, Ian.
No paso doble, okay.
The time duration will be 45 minutes to an hour. It'll be either afternoon or evening, depends how many people sign up. If there are two sessions, at the end of the term, there'll be an afternoon tea dance on the first Saturday in December. The first session will be O-time rules, and if people get that, we'll be doing the Boston two-step. There'll be either a Tuesday or a Friday evening. The afternoon we'll have to work out. We will meet at 7:45 to start at 8:00. So keep dancing.
Very well done. Well done, Anne. Thank you.
Lynn Thomas and I were chatting, and we thought it would be really nice to do a craft group. So, you know, just varying easy crafts, nothing too difficult, but, you know, card making, jewellery making, box decorating, decoupage, salt dories, cross stitch, that sort of thing. And she even wants to make Danish pastries, which I think goes into cooking, but never mind. We thought that rather than every week doing a craft, that we might also open up and bring our own projects that we're working on at the particular time, so that it can be a bit more of a social group and that we can chat, work on our little project, and get to know each other a little bit better maybe and have some refreshments. We thought that we'd probably do it for an hour and a half on a Wednesday afternoon. Depending on who comes or wants to come, we thought it would be quite nice if we started fairly early so that if any school mums or people who do school runs could come. So probably either 1 to 2:30 or 1:30 to 3 o'clock, something like that, so there's time for people to get back for the school run. Tom wrote that it might be here, but we were actually thinking it would be either at Lynn's house or my house, but depending on numbers, if there's so many people, it could be here, in which case we could open it to everyone, but it is open to every crafty person that wants to come along. And so, yes, please sign up if you want to do a craft group with us.
Brilliant. Thank you, guys. Let's give them a round of applause. There are three groups we'll be running from September, and I hope that you can see that while those groups might not be spiritual in nature, what they open up is the opportunity to form deeper relationships with one another. And so as we get to know one another, we can support one another. We're a family. And also they offer relationships to invite people into something that maybe hasn't been open to people. Your friends and your family members may never have come to your life group because it might have been a bit intense, but they might come along and do some crafting with you. Hey, they might even come with me and run with me on a Saturday morning. That would be nice. They might want to come and learn some dancing. All of these things are things that are open to all of us to invite our friends and family along to. So those are the activity groups that we'll be running from September. And then we've got groups that you might call focus groups. Okay, so they're a bit more around an activity or an objective or a ministry or a teaching. And so I'm running one of those, so I'll tell you about that before I invite the other guys up. I'm running a group that's called New Life. And really what that is for anybody who's recently become a Christian or anybody who wants to find fresh faith in their relationship with God. Maybe you feel a little bit wilted and you feel like you want some fresh faith by going through a course that looks at the kind of foundational teachings of the Christian faith, what it means to be a Christian and what it means to commit yourself to Christ and his church. Okay, so that course is called New Life. It's open to everybody. The information about when it will be run is on the sheet that we gave you this morning. So that's the course that I'm running, and I'd be very, very keen to have as many people as possible to come along to that. As well as that, we have another few groups running. Okay, so Chris is running something that he's going to come and tell us about, and because Chris is a preacher, he's even got a PowerPoint to show you. I mean, that's how well organized he is. Chris, come on up.
Yeah, so I'm going to lead a study group, which is going to meet fortnightly. So that's going to be on a Tuesday evening, fortnightly. And we're going to look at the first letter of Peter, and I've called it Hope and Holiness in a Hostile World. So the idea really is to look in detail at this particular passage and see how it applies to the world in which we're living. So the idea of having a fortnight in between, I will set you some stuff to look at and to think about, some questions to consider, so that when we meet the next time, it's a little bit interactive rather than just me at the front doing all the talking. So can I read this?
Please.
This is, I just thought, just to give you a little taster for 1 Peter, this is an introduction that Wayne Grudem, some of you will have at least looked at his book, the cover of it, Systematic Theology, and some of us heard him speak at Brighton a few years ago. But this is what he says about 1 Peter. I do not think that any Christian can study this letter for long without hearing in it the voice of God speaking powerfully to the needs of today's church. In only 105 verses, 1 Peter ranges over a wide field of Christian theology and ethics. And he goes on. Here also is profound comfort in sorrow and insight as far as God allows into the deep mysteries of suffering. Here is the majestic beauty of the church as a spiritual temple in which we daily offer spiritual sacrifices pleasing to God. And here is Jesus, the chief shepherd who cares for us, the example who leads us, the chief cornerstone who establishes and unites us, and the Saviour who bore our sins in his body on the cross, the one whom, not having seen, we love. So I'm looking forward to doing this, so I hope some people will join me. Depending on the numbers, again, if it's a small number, we'll probably meet in somebody's home, ours or somebody else's. If it's a larger number, then we'll meet here, but that's on a Tuesday evening starting September the 24th. There you go.
Great. Thanks, Chris. As well as that, I've got a couple of other focus groups. So Paul Cornelius is going to come up briefly and just share something that he's hoping to start. I'm wondering if any others might be willing to do so as well.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, so the focus group I'm talking about is men's ministry. I don't know if you all know, but in the UK, 60% of church attendance is by women and 40% is by men. So that gives us a great opportunity to outreach to men, really. And it's on my heart to reach out to unchurched men. And I'm looking really to join with anybody else who feels that they want to join me on that journey. Plan to meet fortnightly. I will host it at our house if it all fit. And we plan to use some resources which have been developed by the Christian Vision for Men, which is a sort of four-level approach to reaching out to unchurched men, starting with a social event, and then introducing them to the gospel, and then running a program, something like Alpha, and then followed up with some discipleship training. So the first few weeks, if not months, will be joining together, praying together, and working out exactly what we want to do as a men's ministry at Hope. So I'm looking forward to any men, and young men as well, who'd like to join in a men's ministry here at Hope. Is that right?
Brilliant. Thanks. Thanks, Paul. Great. And then another Paul, finally. Paul Runder, will come and talk to us about community group.
Hello. So it's been on my heart for a while about how we impact the community, primarily socially. I'm starting this group called Community Impact Group. The prime focus is for people who have a heart for the community in any kind of way, who would like to meet together, and will pray. Initially, we'll pray about how we're impacting the community, and then think potentially how perhaps things that we're doing in an existing way, reaching out to people, you know, social visits or whatever, you know, food bank or job club and other things, even, you know, say BAC or whatever, people who are involved in all sorts of things, how we can pray and support each other better in what we're doing, and whether God wants us to do other things. So the idea is not to plan masses of events, but to primarily focus and support each other, and then see where God leads. Okay, we'll meet every fortnight on a Monday. Thank you.
Great. And that's a Monday evening, probably.
Yes, Monday evening.
Wonderful. Great. Okay. Sure. So there you go. Another opportunity. So there you see the focus groups, which give people an opportunity to say, well, that's something I feel really called to, or that's something I want to hear more about. I want to hear more about what it means to be a Christian. I want to hear more about what it means to live a holy life in a hostile world. I want to be involved in reaching unchurched men. I want to be involved in supporting the work we already do in the community and growing it. And these are opportunities for each and every one of us to say, I'm going to get involved in that this term. Okay? And what we hope that this model does is release you. Because actually, it's over to you now. In the past, we've just taken everyone who comes to Hope Church, plonked them in a life group, and kind of known a bit whether you go or not. And now it's over to you. So you get to look at these things and say, what will I do? And I'll talk a little bit in my sermon later about why I think that's important. But we've released people to lead. More people lead in groups than we've ever had before. And we're releasing you to say, what will I do? as I pray to God, what will I do over these next few terms? And we're encouraging everyone who calls Hope Church their home to go to at least one of these groups, if not more. How will you serve God and grow in your faith through these groups over the coming months?